What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do?
Book of me, my old man is in prison, is yours?
Yeah, cool, blimey, the cookin' ee. That's from up north. And yes, my old fellow, my old China's in prison.
They're probably in the same bloody cell.
Oi, V, I'm the Jewish neighbour. I'm very vain.
Oh, you are mushroom dressed as a lamb, you are. Never mind, I'm very fat.
Hello, welcome to News Pox. It's Monday the 18th of June, and that was our tribute to the popular sitcom Birds of a Feather.
Which, don't bring it back. Well. Don't bring it back.
No, don't bother.
Saddest day.
Oh, my chair's still squishy. I put that WD-40 on it. Made a jot of difference.
Waste of WD-40.
It was a waste of WD-40.
But you did get a greasy bum. So I think you should have put it on your chair.
What is the news?
The news is, if you go to hospital now...
What now?
Yeah, you've got more chance of getting MRSA.
MRSA?
Than not.
Wow, odds on.
Yeah.
Are William Hill taking bets on it?
No, but what's quite interesting is, you could go in with a small complaint, make sure you catch it, lose weight, and sue.
So it's worth it, though.
Yeah. I'd suggest getting a little psychosomatic illness.
I could get one of them.
Yeah, I could certainly give you one.
Excitement over the weekend when Cambodian dictator Pol Pot won the talent show Britain's Got Talent.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't see the final. Yeah. What was his act? Was he Dr. Gore?
He was apparently an opera singer. It's called Pol Pot.
Oh, the opera singer one?
Yeah.
The lovely man.
Pol Pot.
The man who was quite fat.
Yeah, and apparently he's going to spend some of his money on having his teeth fixed. Oh. In Martin Amis styling.
I mean, he was ever so good.
But he beat that little girl, which seemed mean, really, because she was so small. But
she was, I think she was shit.
I think it'd be more interesting if anyone apart from a singer had won, but it wasn't to be. Because there's loads of talent contests for singers. But where did the jugglers, where did the acrobats, where did the dancers?
It was good though, at least we got to see some people juggling and stuff on the telly.
Yeah, and some of them were roundly mocked.
And the man, the opera singer man, I saw his first audition and he was good.
I have never seen him.
Brought a tear to my...
There was a guy who I did see, who was a keyboard player impressionist, he was rubbish, but they let him through, I think because he was rubbish. He turned out to be on the sex offenders register, dropouts. This was in the news on Saturday, on the Daily Mirror, headline, Britain's Got Perverts.
Oh, I saw somebody with that paper.
Very, very, very good.
Very, 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 very wrong.
Very, very wrong.
There's 30,000 fake Beijing 2008 Olympic products have been seized by Chinese police. So if you want something with an Olympic symbol on it, there's a lot of... you know, fakes out there.
A lot of hooky stuff about.
So watch out for that then.
Okay. I will do.
Oh, he is called Pol Pot.
Yeah! I'm making it up.
I understand that now.
It's an easy joke to make. Salman Rushdie has been knighted for his role in Bridget Jones. And as I wrote it down on my notes, knitted instead of knighted, but... he hasn't been knitted for Bridget Jane. Anyway, all the Pakistani fellas are up in arms now, going, oh no, we don't like that Salman Rushdie. He did some bad things in a book 12 years ago. We've not got over it yet.
But you know what? The Queen loves satanic verses. It's her favourite thing. In fact, she repeats them. She recites them to Philip at bedtime.
Does she?
Yeah.
I might read that.
He slips in the dressing area.
Oh.
This is not very well known fact. He sits in the dressing room.
He doesn't
area.
Even have his own bedroom, it's a matter
she
house.
Has the bed to herself because he likes to keep up the appearance. So she goes into the bedroom, flicks a bean. He goes into the dressing area, has a willy wanky room. But through the curtain, she reads to him from the satanic verses. and sometimes does doggy noises.
Well, I'm not surprised that that's why you've been knighted then. Salman Rushdie. Salman. So yes, that's the news there. Lots of other people got knighted, but I can't remember who any of them are.
Teddy Sheringham, but they're going to take it off him now because of his drink driving.
That'll earn him.
And because he went out with a Nazi.
So Teddy's quite good though.
Epidemic. The word epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
Normally you would associate that with some kind of flu virus.
Pandemic.
Pandemic, bird flu, yeah. But not liver disease, because that's not something you catch, is it?
No.
Unless you're a woman in the UK, a young woman, probably a singleton, not much to live for, no material possessions to speak of.
Do you mean, are you talking about us now?
No, I'm talking about,
are we drinking ourselves to death?
Because we're lonely.
I was very lonely all weekend, but I didn't touch a drop. Could have done if I wanted, but I didn't. I knew it was a slippery slope to liver disease epidemics.
Don't catch liver disease epidemics.
I did eat some Skittles though, cheer myself up, and buy Grattier magazine.
Did you,
No.
Feel like it?
No.
Who's this man here?
It looks like Norman Cook to me. It looks like Norman Cook and with Johnny Boar crossed together.
I didn't notice that. I can see what you mean now.
Mm.
It looks... Was he like the King of Scotland in a play?
Macbeth?
No. Don't say that. I think I recognise him from the...
What's his name?
French brochure. I don't know.
Oh, he's written a film. He's a former hod carrier, so maybe you saw him carrying some hods.
Right, okay. Let's figure that out. Not
he is the King of
Alan
Scotland.
Johnson?
Is he been found yet?
The late Alan Johnson? They've only gone and chopped his head off. Have they? Mm. Yeah. So, now that's happened, can we have please no more of those fucking
petitions.
Spam emails, petitions saying free Alan Johnson, okay? Because I didn't have him. I was nothing to do with it.
No, I didn't have anything to do with it either. Police have smashed a paedophile's ring with their cocks. not really, of course, but they have cracked a paedophile ring. A child's porn ring.
Oh, that must be very, very small.
There's a guy, they've named him Timothy Cox. he's 27. And he's due to be sentenced, and he was doing a lot of porn stuff. He had a website called Kids the Light of Our Lives, which sounds like the sort of thing that
Michael Jackson might sing about. Because surely it's so easy, you know, anyone, you set up a website, somebody comes and knocks on the door and takes you to prison.
Yeah, it's not like it's difficult. You can understand if there's a problem if they're in another country, but, you know, people can track down where your computer's based and where your website's based pretty easily.
I mean, we could do it this afternoon. We could set up a paedophile ring. And I do like children.
Could eat another one.
So do you.
But yeah, I mean, they could shut... If anyone ever found out where Newsbox was coming from, we could shut down right away.
What for saying the word?
Paedophile. And whistling in a controversial manner.
Sadie Frost is going to make a welcome return to acting.
Brilliant. What's she, is she going to be in Doctor Who?
Well, on her CV, she did do some dancing in some videos.
She was also in the film Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Bram Stoker's Dracula. She wasn't especially good.
Much more.
She did that.
Much more.
To Winona Ryder. That's the only line I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
She's a flirt. And she was in the film Shopping, which is where she met Jude Law. Even though she was too old for him at the time.
How old was he at the time?
I thought he was old enough, it's fine.
I'm not suggesting she's a paedophile ring.
If you were Sadie Foster, who would you go out with next?
Who would I go out next? Interesting. I'd probably have a pop at. Hugh Edwards, the newsreader.
No, if you were Sadie Frost, who
oh,
would
okay.
you have a pop-up? Who would you like to have a
pop-up? If I was Sadie Frost, I'd probably have a pop-up.
David Tennant.
No, I think he's right for it.
No?
He's too famous in his own right.
One of her ex-husbands?
Marek Larwood. Jim Branning, that's not who she should have pop at. He's not very well. Not the man who plays him. He's had a stroke.
I thought for ages he's looked like he's had a stroke because he's always had a wonky face forever,
hasn't he? So he's possibly had one before. Apparently, this is interesting, he started playing Jim Branning at 11 years ago, but it wasn't a regular until 8 years ago. But he's been around a lot longer than I've thought, to be honest.
Yeah, so I still class him as a newbie.
Yeah, me too. I mean, he's what probably one of the oldest ones there, isn't he?
Fucking hell. get well soon, Jim. Dom, yeah. Dom will I be alright?
Give us something to fuss over. I've written David Cameron on my list of news.
I got an email from David Cameron today.
What's he saying?
He's
doing a speech, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing a speech. He's excited to get to have a confrontation with Gordon. He's excited to his new big thing is social responsibility. I mean, we should all go around telling kids off if we see them being naughty. But
they'll stab us.
Picking up litter if we see someone before.
They'll stab us.
And clearing up.
I almost cry with rage when I see people dropping litter, but I can't say anything because I'm scared I'll get stabbed.
Why don't you stab them?
Interesting. That'll stop them.
That's Tory policy for you.
So that's the David Cameron news.
This is very interesting. Tony Blair and Margaret Thatcher. Fucking. Okay.
She's wearing a racy pink outfit there.
Mm-hmm. And he's wearing a matching tie. And you can see the body language when they're turned.
They're
mirroring each other. The genitalia is facing each other, and that means
that they're interested in each other.
They're interested.
They're meeting each other's eyes.
They're touching, and they're easy.
Definitely something going on there.
Yeah, so, I mean, good on them.
Why not?
They're
both consenting adults.
Yeah, they're both adults. They're both, old enough to know.
They've got things in common. They both know what it is to be reviled by the whole country.
Nadine Coyle has been voted a girl with best legs.
Do you know whose legs I like? Catherine Zeta-Jones's. In that film of Chicago.
Ever so long.
They're just sturdy legs.
So you like a sturdy
leg? I like a substantial thigh, I have to say. Beyonce, very good.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I suppose it's getting a balance, isn't it? Because like Amy Winehouse.
Too skinny.
Bit thin.
Victoria Wood.
Bit fat.
Yeah. Nice. See, she's now showing me her legs. I can only see from the knee down.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's all about the thighs. You've got quite knobbly knees. If you're in a knobbly knees competition.
They're quite hairy as well. What's what?
That knobble there.
Doesn't everybody have that?
A woman has been sent to prison, unsurprisingly, when she got quite annoyed with her ex-boyfriend. Thought, I'll take revenge. What if you should have done? Put a pilchards under the carpet. Mm-hmm. Or a cress in the carpet. Pilchards on the curtain lining. Maybe rip up his shirt. Scratch his car.
Itching powder in the bed.
Yeah, put his iPod in a pint of beer. Something like that. No, instead she grabbed his testicle, just one of them, ripped it off, and popped it in her mouth. But she couldn't swallow it, so she spit it out again. Quite an alarming set of behaviour. I think she's probably mentally ill, but...
It would take a lot of pulling to get it to pop off.
In his statement, Mr. Jones said she grabbed his genitals and pulled hard. He added, that caused my underpants to come off and I found I was completely naked and in excruciating pain. Then she realised that his testicle had gone. They couldn't sew it back on.
I know how to do an operation for getting testicles off animals. It's actually very simple.
Just put a bit of string around it.
You snip the skin, mm-hmm. and then just squeeze the thing out from inside.
And that's how they're castrated.
And then you just leave them to drip. And then they'll do up of their own accord.
Really?
Yeah.
We should get into some sort of...
It's like I'm getting a sneaker ball out of a sock. It's less, just take it out and leave it.
For Kiwi 2, it's closing down for sailing business, but it's going to be a luxury hotel. They're going to put it in Abu Dhabi,
mm-hmm.
or somewhere. And you can go and just go to the Kiwi 2, but you're not allowed to actually travel anywhere on it. You think, well, if it can float in the sea,
mm-hmm.
and people could still stay in it, why can't it travel at the same time? I don't understand why it's retiring, unless the engine's fucked. Or maybe they've lost the oars.
Stick a new engine in it and get one on eBay. Yeah, we'll sort something out now. Now, somebody we know is going to prison.
Really?
Yeah. Simon Laird, who often gives us helpful hints about various things, sent a very bad joke.
He's going to go to prison for it.
Going to prison for it, and then, well, just because I'm interested in the reportage, we'll have to say what it is, or I'll do agree with it.
It's just like when you say nigger when you're talking about someone saying nigger.
Nigger. What do Pope John Paul II and Madeleine McCann have in common?
I don't know, Zina. What do Pope John Paul II and Madeleine McCann have in common?
They're both dead. What's the difference between them?
So that was the similarity, they're both dead. But what's the difference between them?
One of them died a virgin.
Which one was that?
Pope. No, Madeleine McCann. Oh, I don't know.
You know they say women can't tell jokes? You should prove that.
Well, anyway, he's going to prison for that, and I'm glad I couldn't tell it properly.
Big Brother, what's the news? Zina looks like she's quite bored of Big Brother.
I'm bored of it now.
Yeah, I enjoyed the programme last night.
Mm.
And I like Big Brother's little brother, little Diddly Dermot. But I don't think I've really watched any of the
actual programmes. I'd like to see Diddly Dermot doing something else.
Well, he's going to be doing the X Factor soon,
maybe
isn't he?
Maybe him and Sidney Frost. Oh, no, do you think he's gay? Because he said he has to ask me out. So
he could be gay. So he's only Big Brother news. We hate Charlie. I
don't hate her as much as I hated Chapman when she's gone.
She was very funny when she left. Did you see her interview? She's just sort of quite psychotic. She's just talking. And when she came out, I go, Shimon! Shimon!
She's a kind of... The new one that I hate now is Carol. Just because don't get to the age of 50 and suddenly turn into a big sack of shit.
I think she might have always been a sack of shit, I'm not sure. But what's annoyed me is that that older guy went in and instantly they all go, oh, we should go out with Carol. And you go, look, they're grown ups, they're not necessarily all they're thinking about is that they want to go out with someone else who's in the house. And just because they're a bit older than the rest of you, they have to go out with each other. It was like as soon as they said, he walked in the door, they're like, oh, you must meet Carol. It's kind of sweet, but.
Yeah,
some people have other things in their lives. They've got nothing in common. He's a multi-millionaire businessman.
I'd like to put William Hill on, I wonder what the odds are you get on that.
She's an activist, a hippie.
She's a cunt.
I think he might be a cunt as well, though.
There's a turtle.
Brilliant!
And
that's a tortoise.
A tortoise. And he, guess how old he is?
Ooh, old, because they get well old. Is he 176?
Older.
Ooh, 200.
Older? It's astonishing.
237.
Think more like an old tree.
800 years old.
Bit younger. he was born, they think.
How would they?
They can't get it specific. In 1535. And what they're going to do...
I'm going to do it in my head.
In order to age him properly, they're going to slice him in half and count the rings.
482 years old.
Incredible, isn't it?
I'm going to kill him to find out and count his rings.
He's very endangered, though, as well as old and a bit grumpy. But he's an icon.
I know who you should go out with. Carol from Big Brother.
Oh, his shell would make a nice table. Oh, in fact, you could make a chair out of it. I mean,
is he massive?
He's big. He's big. No, he looks a bit like that Victim Eldridge. I don't believe it, he almost seems to say. Can I do my recipe?
Yeah, lovely. What's it for? Is it for meat?
Yeah. But you can do it without meat. If you do it without meat, there is just gravy there. Get some sausages.
Yeah.
Cook them.
Vegetarian sausages.
Cook them.
Yeah.
Pour some gravy on them.
Yeah.
Gobble them up.
Love it.
Don't get drunk and throw yourself off buildings. It's gonna go wrong. If there's a very fat dog. So fat.
I know who you should go out with. Carol, Big Brother.
So bloated that he's been renamed.
Bloaty.
Pie.
Pie's a nice name for a dog, actually.
Spelled P-I.
A bit
or P-Y-E. Ass.
No, it's spelled P-I-E.
No. Couldn't do that.
Anything on telly tonight?
I'll give you a little rundown. A little run around. Ian has loved scouting for boys. Don't think so. You know, Coronation Street, EastEnders.
Does it say in EastEnders whether Bradley and Stacey are going to get together?
Well, they did kiss in the last episode.
I know, I want to see them actually fucking.
But it's all going to go wrong when
Max comes back.
Yeah.
Oh, but I want true love always for Bradley and Stacey.
There's nothing on. Why not come and see a show at the Etcetera Theatre?
Yes, why not? Because we've all been cancelled.
Not to my name.
Thanks for listening. We will be back tomorrow.